Live from the campus of Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you. 5 minutes to go as the Penguins are warming things up. They've been warming up out there about 90 minutes so far. Going to be taking on the Cyclones from Mills College. Mills College out of Oakland, California. And the Penguins welcoming the Cyclones into the Conlon Center. A very nice crowd on hand so far. 5 minutes to go. And if you heard our broadcast last night worldwide, then you know the Penguins, tied for first place, managed to eke past the Hawks from Holy Names, eke past them in three. If you call that an eking, some people call it a sweep. Your humble broadcaster being one of those. Radio.dominican.edu. Live volleyball action, CalPAC style. First place, Penguins. Actually, I shouldn't say first place because they're actually percentage points behind the Hawks still. The Hawks 4-1, having lost last night to the fabulous DUs right here. The Penguins are 2-1, so that's percentage points behind. But the big news was that the Penguins took down the Hawks. Why is that such a big deal? Well, the Hawks had taken down Menlo College just the weekend before, taking down Menlo. Menlo having won 5 years in a row, the CalPAC title. So all the talk around the league the last couple of days was how the Hawks had beaten Menlo. Nobody could believe that the Hawks had beaten Menlo. By the way, the Penguins have not played Menlo yet. So all the talk around the league, the Hawks had beaten Menlo, and all of a sudden last night, bang. All the talk around the league was the Penguins beat the Hawks. Mm-mm-mm. That was sweet if you're a Penguin fan. 2.5 minutes to go, fans. Let's talk about what's coming up for the Lady Penguins. Tuesday night, the 25th, they're going to be at Pacific Union. That will not be on the air. But Friday, the 28th, that's going to be against the Banana Slugs right here at the Conlon Center. That'll be a 7 o'clock side out, 6:55 pregame. That is a non-conference game, by the way. But it's always nice to take on a Division II school out of Santa Cruz, the UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs. The following night, however, wait, check it, a week later, pardon me, the 28th of Santa Cruz, then October 5th, the Penguins will be taking on the Bruins from Bethany University, welcoming the Bruins into the Conlon Center. Again, that's a 7 o'clock side out, 6:55, the pregame, maybe 6:50-ish. Hopefully we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about. And then Saturday, October 6th, that will be the battle. That could be it's going to be midway through the season. That's going to be big. That's going to be against the Oaks and Menlo College. So currently, loss-wise, the Penguins are tied for first place with both Menlo and Holy Names. Each of those three teams, the only three teams in the CalPAC with just one loss. As mentioned, the Hawks have a couple more conference wins, having played more conference games than the Penguins. Then the Penguins are going to head to the skies. They're going to go on over to the islands of Hawaii. They're going to be playing at University of Hawaii at Hilo on the 11th of October, followed up on Saturday the 13th with a game at Hawaii Pacific University. And then they'll come home to take on the Red Hawks from Simpson University. Simpson University, the big surprise, beating the Penguins, and that was away, and that was last weekend. So that's going to be a huge beginning to the second half of this season. But for tonight, the Penguins have only one thing in mind, only one focus tonight, and that is to beat the Cyclones from Mills College. Mills College 0-4 in conference. Penguins 2-1. Both teams are lining up now on the end lines. Our referee's in the house. Eric Asami will be up on the ladder. He's the referee number one. Referee two, Marie Dunn. And before we get the national anthem underway, we'll get the starting lineups for the Mills College Cyclones. Big shout out to the Cyclones fans listening now worldwide. Number one is Danielle Thurlow LaRue. She's a senior out of Berkeley at 5'4" as they play the national anthem in the background. I'll keep going with this. Number four is Sally Espinoza. She's a sophomore at 5'9" out of Yorkville, California. Number five is Kristen Allen. She's a sophomore at 5'9" from Gualala. Number six is Alyssa Chaston. She's a sophomore out of North Highlands, California, up there by good old Sacto. Number seven is Loke Davis, a junior at 5'9". She's out of Hilo, Hawaii. And number 20, Rebecca Frank, a junior, six-footer from Santa Monica, California. The head coach is Daniel Rasse, and he is assisted by Amy Deku. And if you're a longtime listener of DU Volleyball, then you recognize the name Amy Deku. She was a four-year player with the Cyclones volleyball program. And Deku is in the house again, this time as a coach. Welcome to Amy Deku, who gave the Penguins a lot of trouble when she was a player here. Coming in with the Cyclones and the starting lineup for the Penguins under head coach Roger Goodwin. Goodwin is in his sixth year. Number one, Darcell Sanders comes in. Number three is Bridget Gangler. She'll get the start tonight. Number six is Amanda Dealey. Team Captain Dealey. Dealey with a super night last night. Laurel Grand, number 14. Brooke Swingle, or Swingle, as the case may be. She's number 23 is Brooke. Gabby Picora with an outstanding night last night. Number 40, and Jacqueline Woodall will be in there, number 45. And the Lady Penguins are now being introduced on the overhead. And that's right, Brandon Davis is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. B. Dave, longtime regular here at the Conlin Center, our sports information director. And it is just 2 minutes after 7 p.m. on the West Coast in San Rafael, California, in the good old U.S. of A. 7 p.m., folks, for those of you listening abroad, welcoming all of our listeners worldwide tonight, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, to all corners of the universe and beyond, radio.dominican.edu, where our head coach is Melba Beals. This is Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins. Big shout out to Melba Beals, our head coach, to John Baker, to Joshua Dimitro, to our sports director here at the radio station at radio.dominican.edu, that is Jay Woe, and the rest of the communications department. Both teams with a low five under the net. And now both teams in the middle. We're getting ready now for CalPAC volleyball. The Penguins would like to win this one. Go to 3-1. Our worldwide broadcast on the radio, CalPAC style. Both teams now are lined up. Marie Dunn, referee number two, has brought the libero players in, the mere formality in NAIA volleyball play. Dealey enters. And in between games, we'll talk about last night's astounding matchup against the Hawks. The Penguins swept them. And for the Penguins, Grand will open things up. She serves beautifully over to the left side now. Cyclones with a big spike. Penguins waiting on it. Now the rip to Picora. dug out by the libero player very nicely. And the first point goes to the Cyclones. As Pecora went cross court, Cyclones got one to jump off the net. Gangler and Dealey got tied up. And we're underway. 1-0 Cyclones out of Mills College. And serving for the Cyclones is Sally Espinoza. And Espinoza dumps it in the net. So the Penguins get that one back. Dealey out. Here comes Amanda Wagner. Wagner with a great serving night last night as usual. Wagner running from behind the line about 12 feet. Wagner with an ace. She shoved it right into the face of Kristen Allen, the outside hitter. Allen couldn't handle it. That thing was diving so quickly, Allen had the hands up, but it dove right down and hit her low. Here's another one right to the libero player in the back row. Set up nicely, Mills dinks it very softly by Alista Chasten. Chasten out of North Highlands at 5'8", put it up there and left-handed it softly into the middle. Mills now with a substitution. They bring in the six-footer. That's Rebecca Frank. And now the net. Oh, no. Chasten serves it into the net, and she's out. And back the libero player is Isadora Jimenez. Jimenez is back in there. And Rebecca Frank. Here's the next service by Brooke Swingle. Here's Frank. Frank puts it down to the left back corner, but a little bit wide. She shanked it. Rebecca Frank scores 4-2 DU. Here's the next serve now by Brooke Swingle. Swingle with a runner. She goes back row into Jimenez. Jimenez has got it. It's bumped up right side. And it is spiked into the net by Loke Davis. Davis at 5'9". She's out of Hilo, Hawaii. Here's the next serve now by Brooke Swingle. Swingle with a runner. Oh, Swingle just missed the net. Into the net, dug out, and missed. It was a good dig there by Danielle Thurlow LaRue. LaRue bent down, tried to dig it out of the net and chop it back over to Rebecca Frank, but Frank couldn't get it. Frank is listed here at 6 feet even. I'd say minimum of 6 feet. And now a put away by Pecora. Timeout has been called by head coach Daniel Rasse. Rasse wants the quick tee. And he's got 1 minute to do it. 7-2 right here on radio.dominican.edu. Our next broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, in case you missed it, will be next Friday night, 7 o'clock side out, 6:55 is a pregame. We're going to be taking on the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz, and then the Lady Penguins will take a full week off before they resume CalPAC play. That game against Santa Cruz, not a conference game. The following Friday, though, against Bethany University, and we are back underway now. The Penguins serving 7-2. Here's the next service point by Swingle. She puts it in the back right corner. Jimenez picks it up. A nice bump by the Cyclones. Now it's stuffed into the wall, and it comes off of the shoulder. Oh, the Penguins with a big defensive stop. Rebecca Frank took it off the shoulder, and the whistle blew. The setter there is Danielle Thurlow LaRue. She's a part of just about every play. 8-2 DU. Here's LaRue. She bumps it up nicely. Forward set. Cross court. Taken by Grand. Here comes, oh, the Penguins, and it's out. After a big, long swat by Zoe Bagala, who's come in. Zoe in there had a beautiful night last night. The lefty is Bagala. And Bagala's first touch goes deep. 9-2. Here's the next service point by Swingle. And a two-touch on the part of LaRue. Thurlow LaRue, the setter, is a senior at 5'4". She's out of Berkeley. Where's number one, the setter? Here's the next serve by Swingle. Swingle with a very nice one into the back row. Now the Penguins. Dealey bops it up. Now diving for it are the Cyclones. Pretty good move there. They get it back in play after being way out of play. Oh, and now a beautiful defensive play by the Cyclones' Rebecca Frank. Frank went up and stuffed that one back in the face of Darcell Sanders. Sanders came in and she didn't get it with all of the power behind it, but she got a lot on it. And Sanders could not convert. So it's 11-3 now. And here comes Gabby Pecora to serve. Pecora about 12 feet behind the line. Pecora bounces it 4 or 5 times. Throws it up there with a runner into the back row. Very aggressive. Dug out by LaRue. Swatted. Oh, and it hits the rafters here at the Conlon Center. It's the first time I've seen that this season. Of course, a ball in the rafters at the Conlon Center is live. But that was the third hit on the part of the Cyclones. It wouldn't have mattered.
it's got to be 25 or 30 feet up there, at least. And this service point by Gabby Pecora is out. Wide on the left, 12-3 DU. Playing the Cyclones for Mills College tonight. CalPAC volleyball. Penguins 2-1 in conference. 12-4 DU. Serving now is Kristen Allen. She's a sophomore at 5'9". Allen gets it over and it hits the back line off the hands of Darcell Sanders. Sanders with the killer, 13-4. Sanders comes out, Dealey in. Dealey Pecora. See who else is in there. Swingle's in there. Zoe Bagala. Now a perfect serve by the Penguins. It's back set now to Bagala. Bagala goes big, deep left-handed, but it's in play. And now a two-touch by LaRue. LaRue with a shaky set there. That's a couple on her. LaRue usually has pretty good footwork there. Gets in good position. But that's two of the double touches. And now Dealey slugs it into the net. And that wasn't even close to the top of the net. Dealey pounded it into the bottom half of the net, serving. 14-5. Here's Isadora Jimenez with a nice serve. Tapped over by Gengler. Gengler just with a soft touch into the front row. The Cyclones were backing up on it like it was going to kill him. And Gengler just softed it over. Here's Bagala with a serve. 15-5 game one. Penguins with a win tonight would be just within a very few percentage points of first place. I was hoping they can squeak past the Cyclones tonight. 15-5 is the score. The Penguins on offense. Here goes Pecora. Pecora goes left side overhand with a lot on it. And Loke Davis dug for it, but couldn't handle it. Went about eight rows up into the grandstands. 16-5 now. Here is Bagala. Uh-oh. Check it. It's Bagala. Now Bagala gets yanked after she serves it into the net. So the Penguins are a little shaky on the service here. It's supposed to be a big advantage. Here's LaRue. Thurlow LaRue. Danielle Thurlow LaRue with a service point. Now a back set up to Gengler. Thurlow LaRue with a nice set there. The Cyclones on offense into the back left corner. All the Cyclones came moving up to the front row. They left the whole back wide open. The Penguins swatted it back there. I see, who was that? That was Brooke Swingle came running in. She swatted into the back corner, but I think it was a two-touch against the Penguins, 16-7. Here is Thurlow LaRue with another serve, very nicely into the back row. Pecora takes it. Now Swingle. She gets it over to Grand. Good defensive stop there by the Cyclones. Cyclones popped it up in a whistle. Penguins with a point, and was a two-touch against seven. That's Loke Davis. 17-7, fans. Here's Grand. Grand from the left corner lifts the left knee up, gets her position, a perfect serve. Back set by Thurlow LaRue. A nice dink by the Cyclones. And it left Swingle and Gengler looking at each other as the ball dropped right between them in the front row. Both ladies were prepared. Both ladies in position. Neither one of them took the shot, and it dropped. Big old campfire, 17-8. Owen. Gengler slams it, and Thurlow LaRue with a great save. Now a forward set over to Pecora. Another great defensive stop by the Cyclones. Digging for it was Sally Espinoza, but Espinoza knocked it out of bounds. It was right. In now for the Penguins is Amanda Wagner, out Gengler, 18-8. Wagner throws it way up there, diving down, picked up by Jimenez. Big spike into the back row, Wagner. Here's Swingle, over to Pecora softly into the middle. Tapped up by the Cyclones. It's still a live Penguin ball. Now Amanda's got it over to the right side. Pecora is coming right at us. Man, that one almost got me. Amy Decoux handing me the pen. Thank you, Coach. Amy Decoux, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I had to save the computers. That's the first time the ball has come this close to getting me. Now the ball's back in play. Uh-oh. And it was deep off the hand of Darcell Sanders after Amanda Wagner put another perfect serve in there. Wagner did miss one serve last night. Otherwise, I don't think she missed one all of last year. It didn't seem like it. Certainly not the last six or seven games. Now here's Pecora with a slam into the back right corner. No Cyclones anywhere near it. Cyclones had all collapsed against the other side of the court and left it wide open. 20-9, game one. Here's the serve by Swingle. Swingle had a beautiful night last night as well. And the ball is in play. Cyclones got it. Jimenez, she bumps it up. Penguins have it. Diving forward is Pecora. Somebody's got to do something with it. Grand gets it over. Diving in the pancake with Sally Espinoza. Espinoza couldn't get it. Espinoza comes up. No, she's okay. Boy, Espinoza with a great try there. 21-9. Swingle. She knocks it over. Uh-oh. And an ace as Kristen Allen couldn't handle it. Allen, it was right on the sideline. Just beautifully placed there by Swingle. 22-9, game one. Here's the next one. Swingle into the back row. That one's picked up by Espinoza. Now into the middle. Uh-oh, it's set a little bit too deep by Thurlow LaRue. LaRue with a forward set. She popped it right over the top of the head of Rebecca Frank, the 6-foot junior out of Santa Monica. 23-9. Here's the next service point by the Penguins. Jimenez dives in on it. Now over to the right side. Cyclones with a nice play, but the Penguins are waiting on it. Bagala into the back row. This one goes up, and this one hits the Raptors. It's still alive, Thurlow LaRue. She's got it, and the Cyclones bat it back over. Now here goes Sanders, softly, diving for Thurlow LaRue. It's still alive. It's the longest rally of the night. Oh, it's dinked by the Cyclones. The Penguins pick it up. Darcelle Sanders has got it. Grand now gets a hand on it, gets it back over. Thurlow LaRue with a nice forward set. Swatted back into the corner. Waiting on it perfectly is Grand. Pecora now back row. This is about a 35-hit rally. Bagley dives on it. Sanders gets a hand on it, and it goes out. The Cyclones pick up the point. 23-10. Boy, props to the Cyclones on that rally. Holy mackerel. The Cyclones were unstoppable on that play. That was really something. 23-10. Here goes Pecora. Pecora goes back row. Cyclones are starting to get the rhythm of the Penguins. Into the back, and the kill shot by Kristen Allen is good. Allen, a sophomore at 5'9 out of Gualala. Allen with a killer. 23-11, great play there, Cyclones. Back corner now, Grand with a bump. Now the set, Pecora into the middle. Front row collapsed toward the net. Back row was backing up on it. And they left the entire midsection wide open. Middle row, nobody. And Pecora dumps it home, number 40. 24-11, game one. Here's Pecora. Gabby with a serve. Back row into the net. Tried digging it out was Danielle Thurlow LaRue. LaRue ended up almost falling into the referee's ladder over there. It's padded, though, folks. Don't worry. Thurlow LaRue's folks, she's okay. She almost hit it. She didn't actually hit it. Now Thurlow LaRue with a forward set. They get it back there. Mills with a nice swat into the back corner. And Mills with another killer. That's Loke Davis, the junior out of Hilo. Davis puts another one down. A little flat-footed Davis. Like, see her get up there. I'm sure the coach is thinking that. That is Daniel Rasse. Of course, he's assisted by Amy Decoux. Decoux, a four-year player for the Cyclones. 25-12. Darcelle Sanders with a bump. Now Dealey. Now Sanders just over the back of her head. And the Cyclones pick it up. Here's Thurlow LaRue. They get it back over now. Here's Darcelle Sanders diving for it. Was Davis. Loke Davis, but Davis was expecting a bullet. Sanders brought it up softly. Wagner out. Sanders out. In Gangler. And for the first time tonight, Allie Pence. Pence is in there, number five. Very softly, Dealey. Didn't try the overhead. Now the forward set. Thurston LaRue. Ooh, and a nice diving save by Grand. Here's Pence. Pence two hands over. Now Thurlow LaRue. She gets in the back corner. Dealey dives for it. The libero player out of play off of Dealey. 26-13. Cyclones playing very well. As the Cyclones are 0-4 in conference, but they're taking on the Penguins. Hey, and there's an ace by the Cyclones. Isadora Jimenez. Jimenez fools the Penguins badly with an ace. 26-14. Jimenez with another nice serve, diving. Back set. Zobagala, softly. Here's Davis. Davis into the net. No, Davis got it up there. It was going to tip off the net, but Grand and Gangler throw up the arms. Zobagala to serve for the Penguins, 27-14. Good point there for the DUs. Good point, defensive point for Grand. Here's Thurlow LaRue. She gets it over to the right side now. Oh, Bagel with a nice save. Helped over now by the Penguins. Brooks Swingle. Penguins on offense now. Oh, brother. And there's Gangler, just smashes it into the back row. It's saved by the Cyclones. Tapped over by Alyssa Chastin. And now the Penguins with a point as it falls into the back row as Kristen Allen kind of tripped on it. 28-14, game one, fans. Cal Pack Volleyball. Here's Bagala. She goes into the back row. Tipped up by Davis. Oh, man, Kristen Allen smashes it. Check it. That's Alyssa Chastin. Chastin, she goes for the big smash, but her hand ripped the net, almost took the net down. 29-14, game point. Game one, radio.dominican.edu. Cal Pack Volleyball. Bagala with a nice serve. Now Mills on offense. Back row. Bumped up by Pence. Here's Swingle. Tapped over by Grand. Grand finds a soft spot. That is game one, fans. Penguins win 30-14. And both teams will switch sides. 30-14. Boy, the first game is Roger Goodwin and the ladies are making their way over to the other side. About 2.5 minutes to go between games. Talking about last night. Last night, some of the finest volleyball play I've seen. This is my seventh season on the air with the Penguins volleyball team. And last night, Darcel Sanders had just a superb night, playing beautifully. Bridget Gangler also last night, a very good night. Amanda Dealey. Last night, give Dealey props, one of the team captains, Zoe Bagala, or Zoe. Bagala, the lefty, one of the few lefties in the league. Although one of the Cyclones is playing both hands, ambidextrous style. I'm not sure which one it was. I'm going to have to check that. I know I saw one of them spike left-handed. I can't remember if I said anything about it or not. I thought something about it. Radio.dominican.edu, folks. It is such a pleasure to be here calling these games. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to correspond with your humble broadcaster, you may do so right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. DUC, like Dominican University of California. DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. If you'd like to hit me up with an IM, I'd love to hear from you. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Sponsors of DU Athletics, Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pick up your copy today. Daily copies, 50 cents. Frank Howard Allen, Realtors here in Marin. Bon Appetit. Food services at DU, management company. Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Dominican Athletics. Of course, Puentes Taqueria, the best burritos in town. They're down there at Montecito Plaza. Go on by and say hey to Bobby. Bobby runs a place. He owns a place with his sons, his wife. It's a family affair down there at Puentes Taqueria. Tacos y burritos. Of course, the Mechanics Bank, supporters of Dominican Athletics, along with Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And let's not forget Bank of Marin and 7-Up. Getting ready for game two. A couple more great players from last night. Laurel Grand, or Grand. Spelled with an E on the end, but it's not pronounced Grande. So I think it's Grand. Brooke Swingle, a great night last night. Amanda Wagner, shout out to her folks as usual. Gabby Picora. All of those ladies with superb, above average nights last night. And we're getting ready to go with game two now. Scoreboard is at zero. Roger Goodwin's about ready to take a seat. One love in favor of the Penguins. Darcel Sanders is in there for the DUs, along with Dealey, Wagner, Pence, P. Hecora and Jacqueline Woodall getting the start in this game three. Woodall, the third in a row. All three sisters were Penguins, are Penguins in the case of Jacqueline, and all played volleyball at a very high level. And Jacqueline Woodall, I think Jacqueline is the youngest. In fact, I'm sure of it. I've seen the newspaper articles about the family lineage of volleyball. Now the Penguins are on defense. The service point by the Cyclones. Tipped over by Darcel Sanders. Now it's chopped up. The Cyclones looking very good. Sanders with a hand on it. Diving for it. Dealey can't get it. And the first point goes the way of the Cyclones. Radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Serving it into the net, Thurlow LaRue. The 5'4" senior is LaRue. And she chopped that one right into the net. Here's Wagner. 1-1 is the score. Penguins now on the northern side of the Conlin Center. Oh, man. What a bullet. That was as good a serve as there is at this level of volleyball, folks. Wagner so strong. 1-1 score. Ball in play. Penguins on offense. Wagner with a bump. Now the set over to Woodall. Darcel Sanders taps it over. Cyclones are on it. Here's a big smack in the Cyclones. Loke Davis with a killer. Davis puts it down, and diving for it was Pence. Penguins trail 2-1. That got Goodwin up on his feet. Into the back row now. Pecora with a bump. The save by Woodall, nothing. 3-1 Cyclones. Here's the next service point by Sally Espinoza. Sally with a nice serve, a back set by Woodall. Woodall actually set it over the net. There were no Penguins back there. And not only that, it was wide. 4-1, Penguins trail in game two. Here's the bump, Wagner, over to Pence, softly. And the Cyclones let it go. 5-1. Now the Penguins on offense. Now they get it going as Allie Pence comes up with a big slam and Pence will go to serve. Pence with a killer goes cross court from the front right, front left corner to the back right. 5-2 Pence. Pence is so solid off the bench. She's really what makes this team beautiful. The depth of the Penguins squad is totally there this year like I've never seen it, maybe since 2000. The last time the Penguins won. 5-3. Called that game live on the air. Roger Goodwin in his sixth year now. Really happy about the win last night. All the coaches were. All the fans. Your humble broadcaster, he was very happy about the win last night as the Penguins get that one down easily after Pence with a bullet serve. Pence serving so nicely. 5-4 DU. Trails. Woodall with a set. Back to Wagner in the back row. She smacks it across. Good play there by the Cyclones. Lockade Davis. And the Penguins pick up the point to tie the game at 5-5 after Davis with a two-touch. So the Penguins come roaring back from a 5-1 start in this game, too. They're up 1-1. Pence with another great serve. Oh, man. Pence just softs it over with a bunch of topspin. So the Penguins have some very different looks on the serve on their serving game. You got a big, hard runner out of Wagner, about as good as there is in the Cal Pack. Now Pence flat-footed, goes back row. Oh, just I'm talking up Pence and how great she is. She hit that about 19 feet deep out of bounds. She served it very long, six up. But then you also have a very flat knuckling serve from Swingle, and this one served into the net by Alyssa Chaston. 7-6, the Penguins finally lead in this game, too. The first time Dealey comes out. Sanders is in there along with Pence, Wagner, Pecora, Woodall, and Christy Roberts gets the call. Number four is Roberts. Roberts is in the front row. Roberts bats it up. The first play of the game, Roberts is right in there. Roberts stands up against the net. The Penguins keep it alive. Now it's bumped across by Frank. Over to Roberts with a smackdown. Roberts keeps it alive. And Pecora has the ball go right between her hands. A good kill shot by Frank. 7-up. 7-up is the score, and 7-up, one of our favorite sponsors here, our longtime sponsors. As they call charter sponsors, they've been with us since the get-go. 7-up. Is it in you? Now the service point by Loke Davis, and Davis puts it back. Dealey can't handle it. And that goes off of Dealey's hand. She wasn't ready or something. 8-7, Penguins trailing. Davis to serve. Penguins lead 1-0, but they are trailing in game 2. 8-7. Here's Woodall with a bump. Pecora with a smackdown. Davis takes the bump. Wagner now bumps it up once. Very softly, Woodall. Woodall led Davis, but not very nicely there. Now Woodall gets a chance at the setter. Here is Pecora. Oh! Man, oh man, Gabby smokes it mid-court. On the big angle from the front left corner, smokes it mid-court other side. And the Penguins tie it at 8. Here's the next serve by Woodall. Davis now way back there. 8-up. Into the back. Pence with the bump. Here's Woodall with a set. Now Wagner into the back row. Wagner comes over the top. 9-8 Penguins. Woodall the serve. It's been a very close game, game 2. Nice to see Roberts in there getting some time. And after the serve, Rebecca Frank came up after a bump by Thurlow LaRue. Frank swats it into the net. 10-8 Penguins. Here's Woodall. Woodall gets it back right corner, bumped up Thurlow LaRue. Now smacking it across is Kristen Allen. And that one goes deep off of Amanda Dealey. Dealey, the senior and team captain, playing very nicely. She played beautifully last night. This is Dealey's first year of a chance starting libero player after Rose Chavez was in that position for all 4 years. Dealey was the backup libero player for 3 of those 4 years. And now Dealey getting the start every night. This is great. Pence with a bump. Here's Woodall. She leads Pecora softly into the middle. Pecora diving for it with Sally Espinoza. Can't get it. 11-9 DU. CalPAC volleyball right here on radio.dominican.edu worldwide. Grand getting ready to come back in. Pecora to serve. Pecora right in the middle line. Oh, she hits the top of the net with a diving spiral ball. This one goes into the net. Sally Espinoza couldn't get the hand on it. Espinoza came down on it too sharply, 12-9. 7:32 p.m. in California, fans. Here's the next service point by Pecora. Oh, Pecora shanks it left. She just hooked it. And now a substitution as Pecora's coming out. Grand's coming in. Laurel Grand in there for Pecora. Roger Goodwin, the head coach, having a quick talk with her. Isadora Jimenez now, the five-footer. She's a sophomore out of La Laguneta, Mexico. Jimenez with a nice serve. And the Penguins can't handle it. Jimenez got herself an ace earlier against the Penguins. You don't see that too often. This one the Penguins muffed right out of the gate, 12-11. Cyclones playing the Penguins very tough. And now just a miscue there on Woodall with a two-touch. Well, you can see that one bounce from one hand to the next. It's 12-all. Cyclones have the advantage. They are serving on the southern side of the Conlin Center. Now Dealey. Dealey bumps it over there to Woodall, and Christy Roberts runs in for the kill shot. Roberts now out. Darcell Sanders comes in, and that will allow Dealey to serve. Dealey with a nice serve into the back row. Claudia Jimenez bumps it up. And then Isadora Jimenez, no relation. Oh, pardon me. There is a relation. They're sisters. But other than that, no relation. Claudia is 5'2". Isadora, 5 feet. And the Penguins with the point after the sisters Jimenez knocked it into the net, 14-12 DU. Here's Allie Pence into the back left corner. And that one's good. No Cyclones back there, 15-12. Dealey to serve again. Here's Dealey now, very flat-footed, softly. Middle row Dealey. Bumped up by Thurlow LaRue. Into the back, Dealey with a bump. Now the back set, over to Wagner. Oh, Wagner dinked it over, but it was wide. She got it about a foot or two over the net was all. That is on the other side of the net. Not the height, but the distance. Only a foot or two. Very softly, and Wagner just missed it, 15-13. Now Thurlow LaRue to serve. Oh, a beauty into the back row. Bumped up by Graham. Now Pence. Gross cross court. It's down. Allie Pence from the front left corner. Again with that cross court mayhem shot that hits right at the midline. Here's Wagner. Oh, Wagner. Uh-oh. And the Penguins let it go. And the point to the Cyclones. Wagner with the hardest serve of the night. And I think the Cyclones may have gotten, I don't want to say lucky, but it was a very fortunate hop. Or very skillfully placed. Let's put it that way. 16-14. Sally Espinoza with a serve. Dealey with a bump. Back set. Over to Darcel Sanders, who puts it in the back left corner. Good. Sanders with another killer. Sanders in there at about 6 feet. Grand out. Here comes Pecora. Grand with that right hand all taped up. Hand and wrist and a little injury she suffered last weekend. She talked to me about it, Simpson. And it doesn't look like it's going to be anything that lasts. Now the Penguins on defense. And Thurlow LaRue got some good hops at 5'4". She spiked it right into the hands of Wagner. And it got away from Wagner. Wagner could do nothing with it, 17-15. Cyclones playing very tough in this game, too. Penguins up, one love. Serving for the Cyclones now is Nadia Ghani. Ghani's out of Los Angeles, a 5'5" senior. Ghani with a nice one off the tape. Darcel back corner wide. Thurlow LaRue screams no and lets it go. And she did well to do so because it was way out, 17-16. That one almost hit Brandon Davis on its way out. Here's the next serve by Ghani. Over there to Pecora. Oh, brother. What a beautiful defensive stop by Rebecca Frank. Frank, the six-footer, gets her hands up there. Well, Frank is listed at 6 feet, but she's at least that. And then she hopped very nicely to throw up a wall. 17 all fans. Game two, Penguin fans getting a little bit nervous. Now the bump by Allie Pence to Pecora in the middle. This one goes off the hands of the front row. And Mills, Loke Davis, couldn't stop it. Dealey comes out. Christy Roberts comes back in. She's in there with Pecora and Woodall. Wagner, Pence, and Darcel Sanders. Sanders to serve. Sanders bounces it a few times on the back and gets it over nicely. Now it's just swatted across by Kristen Allen. Penguins on offense. Here's Pecora. Woo! Pecora dug it out of the net, but whistles are blowing after a great defensive stop by Loke Davis. 18-all. And Davis will serve for the Cyclones. Cyclones are all up on their feet. 18 apiece. Into the back now. The Penguins on offense. Now it's swatted over by Woodall. Now Thurlow LaRue gets it over to the left side and a spike shot. And Pence backed up on it in the back row, and she didn't need to. There wasn't that much on it as Kristen Allen came across the top with it. And now it's 19-18 in favor of the Cyclones. Out of Mills College, out of Oakland, California. About a half an hour from here. Now Woodall with a forward set. Gabby. Gabby goes into the back row with an easy kill. No Cyclones anywhere. That's vintage Pecora right there. Boy, has she improved her game from last year. I mean, Pecora was good last year, and she's approaching great status. Here is Woodall with a nice serve, set up by Thurlow LaRue. Now a swat. Uh-oh, and Pence touched it. Pence was on the back line, and she touched it, and it was shoulder high. 20-19. I'm surprised that the Pence, who's usually got a very sure eye, Pence, stuck her hand up there. Just instinctively, and it cost the Penguins a point. Oh, man, what a great save by Woodall with such a good dig, Woodall. Saved it there. Totally underrated. Woodall now with a bump. And diving in on it is Pecora. Nothing. Wagner bumps it up. Here's a forward set. Uh-oh, Pecora, she led her too far. And Gabby's able to get it in anyway after a poor lead by Woodall. Woodall the setter, of course. Now Gabby to serve. Pecora way off balance. Boy, she looked reminded me of Marion Dermody there. If you're a DU fan, you remember Dermody, a four-year front row outside hitter. Was Dermody one of the best we've ever had? Now the bump by Wagner. Allie Pence makes up for it as Pence swats one into the back row, and it dives down sharply into the floor. Whoop. I thought we had a timeout coming, but just a substitution as Claudia Jimenez has come back in for the Cyclones. Now Gabby with an over-top spinning serve. Thurlow LaRue over to the left side now. Here is Sally Espinosa and puts it away, and the Penguins can't handle it. Roger Goodwin's up on his feet, and Goodwin's not happy. 21 all. After the Penguins won the first game by a score of 30-14, it's now tied at 21. You know, and Goodwin's got several starters still in there. Isadora Jimenez will serve now, the five-footer, sophomore, sister of Claudia Jimenez. And now Wagner goes for the kill shot, but she missed it to the right side. That's another one for Wagner, bumping it out off the right. A little bit of a shank. That one a harder swat than the one she missed before. 22-21 Cyclones. Now the forward set over to Pence. Pence with some great hops. Diving for it was Loke Davis. Pence gets into the back left corner from the front left. And it's 22 all. Christy Roberts comes out. Darcell Sanders back in there with Grand, with Woodall, with Wagner, with Dealey. Now the Penguins on defense. Here comes an overhead from Sally Espinosa. That one hits the antenna, Penguin Point, and the Penguins lead 23-22, first time they've led in quite some time. Only a little bit surprising because the Cyclones have no wins in conference so far. Penguins only 2-1 were very early in the season. Now Allie Pence goes cross-court, fielded cleanly by Isadora Jimenez. Chopped over to Espinosa, Sally Espinosa. Tapped into the middle by Allie Pence, and Pence with a gift because that was another leave that was far out in front of her. And now the officials have called a timeout as one of the Cyclones players wiping up the floor to keep things safe and sound here at the Conlon Center Radio, .dominican.edu. An officials timeout as they're mopping up the floor. Rained all day today. The weather report for tonight and tomorrow, fair. Weather report in the Conlon Center is always beautiful. About 70 degrees in here. A little bit humid, like a gymnasium should be. 24-22, fans. Live CalPAC volleyball, basketball coming up in a couple months. Here's Dealey with the service from the back right corner. Now Thurlow LaRue chops it up there. The Penguins on defense. Dealey dives for it. Now Wagner goes back row. Cyclones pick it up, and it's out of play. A smart move there by Jacqueline Woodall, letting that one fall out. Number 45. And now a timeout has been called by the Cyclones. 25-22. The Penguins picked up game one by a score of 30-14. Our next broadcast, fans, Friday the 28th of September, as the Lady Penguins will be taking on the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. That's a 7 o'clock side out. 6:55 pregame right here on radio.dominican.edu worldwide from Dominican University of California. Now you can send us an IM if you want to. Some people have sent some already. Most with kind words. And our screen name is DUC Radio. That's right. Most of the IMs tonight have been favorable. And the Penguins now back on offense. Wagner's got it. She gets it up, and Pence chops it into the net after Wagner's fed her pretty nicely, 25-23. Not the best leave of the night, but certainly better than the last couple. The Penguins have been getting some weird sets. Here's Thurlow LaRue into the net. That's the second time she's done that tonight. And the ball comes right back at her, and she boots it. But not in an unsportsmanlike fashion. Very soft little boot there of frustration. 26-23. Here is Amanda Wagner. Wagner with another perfecto. Wagner is perfect tonight. Not even close to missing one. Wagner clearly the strongest server on the team. Although
Brooke Swingle has got a knuckling serve, the likes of which I've never seen. Seventh season calling volleyball, the Penguins with the point, as the Cyclones could not handle that serve. Oh, brother! And Wagner rolls one off the tape. The ball had so much topspin that it hit the tape and actually motored over and dropped right in front of all the Cyclones. 28-23 game two. Here's Wagner. Uh-oh. Oh, I hate that. Wagner dumps it in the net, and she didn't even hit the top of the net. Wasn't even close. It was in the bottom of the net. And now another official timeout as I give you the instant replay on the shank serve by Wagner. Last night she was perfect. Tonight she's missed. Oh, no, that's not right. Last night she missed one. Tonight she missed one so far. So we'll let Wagner off the hook with one just so she doesn't do any more. That serve is so tough, though. Very aggressive. Okay, now the Penguins on defense. Wagner with a bump. Now over to Pence. Pence goes deep into the back row. Cyclones have it. Thurlow LaRue. Oh, brother. Davis with a nice swat. Dealey with a save. Bump Thurlow LaRue. Now Davis. Over to the left side. Now the killer Allen. Nope, the Penguins get it. Here goes Allie Pence into the middle. Allen with a bump. Thurlow LaRue. She gets it over to Davis. Davis softly into the back. Dealey. Dealey now bumps it up to Woodall. And Woodall feeds Darcell Sanders absolutely perfectly. An absolutely perfect set as Darcell got up very high and slammed it down the throats, the collective throats of the Cyclones, 29-24. And this is game point, folks. Into the back row. Pence with a bump. Wagner now saves it. Chopped over Woodall flat-footed. Cyclones, Thurlow LaRue. Over to the left side, Davis. Uh-oh. No, that was Kristen Allen, and that was the Penguin point. Well, I thought that one was inbounds. Allen hacked it. She yanked it a little bit and missed it on the left side. Penguins win game two by a score of 30-24. That was a little too close for comfort, that game. Last night's astounding victory may have taken a little bit out of the Penguins. I know it took it out of your humble broadcaster. That was some tough work last night. Actually, the Penguin ladies are in very fine fashion tonight. They're very excited. They're dancing like crazy over there. They're all smiles. They're all having a blast, actually. It's more of the coaches and your humble broadcaster that are sweating the details tonight. 2 minutes to go, fans, until game three gets underway. The Penguins tonight, having won the first two games, 30-14, 30-24. And you're listening to it live worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to hit up our sponsors one more time. Of course, without them, there's not about a lot of athletics going on. Certainly not competitively. And thanks to our sponsors, the Mechanics Bank, Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Bank of Marin, Fuentes Taqueria for the best burritos in town, Wells Fargo, Bon Appetit, Frank Howard Allen, 7-Up, and the Marin Independent Journal. Pick up your copy today. The IJ, just 50 cents daily. Speaking of the IJ, you'll probably be able to read about this very match in the IJ tomorrow morning. I always like to look at the box scores. The Penguin box scores, that is. So nice to look in the paper today and see the results of that game against the Hawks from Holy Names last night. Holy Names came in last night very, very confident. In possession of solo first place when they walked in last night. But guess what happened? The little old Penguins got to them. And now only percentage points separating the Hawks, the Oaks from Menlo College, and your mighty DUs. All three of those teams having suffered a single conference loss. But that is all.
The only difference is the Hawks have four conference wins, and should the Penguins come out of this one victoriously tonight, they'll be 3-1. Currently, Penguins 2-1. Oh, and last night was sweet. I don't care what sport it is. Anytime you beat Holy Names in anything, I don't care if it's in dice or broomball. When you beat Holy Names, you've done something right. It's a well-respected program. Game three, folks. Getting ready to go. Here's Gran. The first service is into the back row. Perfectly placed. Thurlow LaRue. She gets it over to Davis. Now the Penguins' Dealey. She bumps it. Saved by Pecora. No check it. That's Swingle. Oh, and now it's tied up at the top of the net. Both teams with some nice offensive play. And very softly, Sally Espinoza chops it up there, and Gengler just stuck a hand up, and it just happened to fall right in front of Alyssa Chastin. So Grand will serve again. 1-0 game three. Penguins up 2-0 in games. This one goes into the back row. Thurlow LaRue with a nice set. She goes back over to the top. Oh, Swingle runs into. Who did Swingle run into? Boy, two of the Penguins slammed into each other. Man, that was Woodall. Woodall still, after having gotten slammed into by Swingle, Woodall still got to the ball and bumped it up, and the Penguins got the point 2-0. Mills now into the back row. Mills on offense. They chop it over. Nothing on it. Grand with a bump. Here's Gabby, softly. Thurlow LaRue sets it nicely. Uh-oh, and now a two-touch is called against Loke Davis. Davis, number 7 out of Hilo. She's a 5'9" junior. And Davis gets called on the double tap. So now from the back left side of the center line, about 4 or 5 feet is Grand. She serves it up nice, or nicely as the case may be. Here's Pecora, softly into the back row. Diving forward is Kristen Allen, can't do anything with it. Amy Dicou comes up on her feet. Dicou, the assistant coach and a four-year player, comes up on her feet, and she has a word now with Rebecca Frank about that very play. Here's Thurlow LaRue, she sets it. Now chop back up, and the Penguins finally knock it out of bounds. Falling back on it with the attempted spike with Swingle. Swingle might have, she was so off balance there. Might have been a little ill-advised going for the killer. 4-1. Here is the service by Sally Espinoza. Into the back row. Bumped up by Woodall. Now chopped over by Grand. Saved by Espinoza. Thurlow LaRue. Over to the right side. Now is Allen. Allen gets it over. The Penguins on offense. Oh, and now a nice kill shot by Loke Davis. And the Penguins cough up 2 in a row. 4-2. Amy Dicou jumped up out of her seat. She was going to say something to one of the ladies. But then she bit her tongue. 4-2. Penguins on offense. Into the back row now is Pecora. Pecora diving for it. Oh, and this one sees Swingle run into the back line judge who wasn't looking. He was looking at the ball. Was way out of play. By the time she tried to run around him, the ball had come down. Now Swingle with a bump. Now Gengler into the back row. This one comes off of the hands of Danielle Thurlow LaRue. The 5'4 senior, Thurlow LaRue, has been a part of just about every play, as most setters are. Comes off of her left wrist, trying to block that one in the back row, and it goes up about 14 rows into the grandstand. Here is Amanda Wagner with a perfect set into the back right corner. Thurlow LaRue taps it over. Now Pecora just keeps it alive, barely. Davis now into the back left corner, and the kill shot is put down by Alyssa Chastin, and assistant coach Amy Dicou pounds the floor. Great enthusiasm out of the Cyclones. Boy, they played a great game, too, 30-24, and now it's 5-4. Now Dealey dives for it. Now the bump. Here's Pecora softly. And the Cyclones backing up and on it, and Thurlow LaRue thought it was going to be coming 1,000 miles an hour at her neck as Pecora gets such great hops and has so much power. And Thurlow LaRue was fooled as that one came in very softly. Here's Swingle. Swingle deep on the service point. 6-5. Swingle very flat with that serve. And it was very long. 6-5. Penguins on offense. Darcell Sanders with a bump. Over there now. Uh-oh, a two-touch on Gabby Pecora. Sanders with a bump. Pecora tried to set it over to Zoe Bagala. And by the time Zoe got a hand on it, the whistles had blown. Six all. Loke Davis to serve. And here is Darcell Sanders with a killer, 7-6. Alicia Flatten's in the house, starting point guard for the Penguins lady basketball team. The sophomore, you'll be hearing a lot of her this winter. Here's Pecora with a big running overhanded serve. Now Thurlow LaRue sets it up into the net. Oh, Sanders digs it out nicely. Here's Bagala. Thurlow LaRue bumps it. Now Jimenez with the set. Now into the back left corner. Jimenez won. I think it was Claudia. She set it up to Isadora, and Isadora, all of 5 feet. Isadora got way up there and killed it into the back corner. 7-up, fans, is the score. And as mentioned, 7-up, one of the charter sponsors of DU Athletics. I only get to say that once in a while. I got to say it twice tonight. And now the killer, the Grand got it. And somehow Davis saved it into the net. And Darcell Sanders is waiting on it beautifully as it touched the tape. Sanders with a bullet. Out Wagner, in Gangler. Dealey on the floor with Pecora, Gangler, Swingle, Bagala, and Grand. 8-7 Penguins. Dealey with a serve. Back row. Bumped up. Thurlow LaRue with a set. Now an attempted kill by Frank, but the Penguins got it. Bagala goes back row. Oh, and they called it in. Bagala with a killer right there. What a good move by Bagala. She just hit the line. 9-7 Penguins. The Penguins on defense now, and Bagala throws the hands up there after the kill shot by Sally Espinoza. 9-8. Game 3. Penguins up 2 love. CalPAC Volleyball. September 22nd, 07. Cyclones and the Penguins. Now the Penguins on offense. After the serve, and Gabby Pecora got up there. She had perfect position. She had a perfect lead, and she smacked it very deep. Jesse Mazza is in the house, fans. Just in case anybody gets hurt, our head trainer here at the Conlin Center. Uh-oh. And Jimenez did the Penguins a favor as that one was floating out of bounds. And that was also from Pecora. And Jimenez touched it after it was going to be deep. 10-9. Here's Zoe. What a great serve. Bagala, the lefty. Man, oh man, does she serve that thing beautifully right there. She's going to get a chance to do it again as Davis couldn't handle it. Davis taps herself on the chest. She swatted it into the net. 11-9. So Zoe Bagala going to serve again now. Oh, and that one is deep. So I was very surprised and happily so to see Bagala serving so nicely, but that one she got a little excited on. 11-10 game 3. And here is the next service point by Thurlow LaRue. And then she runs into the midcourt, and Thurlow LaRue tried to bump it up with the outstretched arm falling toward the center court. The left arm outstretched. Couldn't get it. 12-10 and went out. Here's Grand to serve. Jimenez with a bump. Thurlow LaRue with a set. Over to the right side now. Here's Espinoza. Gets it across. Pecora with a perfect set. Gabby, number 40. Pecora with another killer. But Pecora looked just like Pence there. From that front left corner, she goes mid-court completely across to the other side. Perfect placement. No Cyclones anywhere near it. 13-10. Here's Davis. Davis slugs it into the net. But waiting for it was Gangler. Gangler with a defensive stop. Throws up a big brick wall. 14-10. Here's Grand to serve again. Back row, uh-oh. And Jimenez, Isadora Jimenez. Again, that's twice. Jimenez in the back row. Lets the long ball float her way. And then touches it, doing the Penguins a favor, as Roger Goodwin now calls a timeout. 15-10. And last night, some more about last night. The Penguins were so on, they did everything right. They had very few unforced errors. They were absolutely clicking. Holy Names was playing nicely as well. Don't get me wrong. Names brought it. But the Penguins were killing it last night. Tonight, game one, they looked very good. A little sloppy in game two. Just a touch sloppy in game two. 15-10 in game three. They're starting to tighten things up a little bit here. And we are about ready to get back underway as both officials are back. Set, ready to go. Here's Grand with another serve. Grand puts it in the left corner. Now a big long set across court and a two-touch is called on Thurlow LaRue, the setter. Thurlow LaRue tried to set that one all the way across the court and she couldn't do it. 16-10. Grand to serve. Grand goes front row. Jimenez with a bump. Thurlow LaRue with a set. She gets it up to Chastain, who gets it across. Oh, Chastain with a block as Pecora came up with a bullet. Chastain had both hands up, but it went out of play after it rolled on the top of the net. And now a substitution. Nadia Ghani coming in place of Sally Espinoza. So Espinoza back to the bench. Cyclones ready, 17-10. Grand puts it up there. Thurlow LaRue. Oh, and the Penguins. Swingle gets it in the face, but somehow it's still in play. Thurlow LaRue gets it over now. Jimenez chops it across. Back set. Gangler back row in. What veteran move there out of Gangler. Well, little old Brooke Swingle took one right off the neck, but or something. But it was still alive, in play. Grand gets it up there to Jimenez. Now the chop to Chastain. And the scorer's table saved me from getting killed by that one. It was coming right at me. Good catch, man. Good hands. Thank you. 18-11. Guy must be a Penguin. Very good hands. Somebody's got to protect the old broadcasting area. High atop center court, looking down, way up here. And now here is the serve by Nadia Ghani, who's just come in. She did play a little bit in game one. And Christy Roberts with a killer off the hands of the front row player, Locate Davis. Christy Roberts, number four, getting some minutes tonight, 19-11. She's got herself a couple kills, a couple of good saves. Roberts, communications major. She serves into the front row. Roberts with the bump. Now a nice set by Swingle, Darcel Sanders. Now the bump by the Cyclones. Chastain puts it down. And that will bring Dealey back into the game. Christy Roberts out of the game. Isadora Jimenez has come out of the game, and Alyssa Chastain have come out of the game, both ladies. In there now, Kristen Allen and Rebecca Frank have come back in. No, Allen was in there. Well, I better check that. I think Allen's just returned. Re-entered, as they say, 19-12. Pecora with a spike. Boy, Pecora with the kill shot there. All the way into the back row, and it still bounced off the defender to the top row of the grandstands. There's so much on it. Pecora is just putting more and more. And it's all about her confidence. Swingle into the back corner. Now the bump. And this one's chopped over by Nadia Ghani. Penguins on offense. Here's Pecora. Oh, great defensive stop by the Cyclones. Superb play by Frank into the back row. Now Frank. Oh, Frank had it set up perfectly by Thurlow LaRue, but Frank couldn't get off the feet quickly enough. And she swats it into the net. 21-12, game three. Cal Pack volleyball. Here's Swingle. Now into the back row. Kristen Allen fields it. It's across. Davis. Penguins on offense. Here's Zoe. Oh, Zoe. Zoe saw the soft spot in that back right corner and just smoked it back there. Number eight, Bagala. 22-12. Here's Swingle. Oh, that thing is knuckling all over the place. Talking to the coach about that yesterday. I hadn't seen Swingle. There's an ace.
Hey, is it 24?
Okay. I'm so paranoid they're going to miss a point. I thought it was 24-12. 23-12? Okay, here's Zoe. Zoe into the net. Uh-oh. I was just talking about how great Zoe Bagala is, and she is great. She's approaching great anyway. But she swatted that one to the net. I was talking about Swingle's awesome serving. And she hits a knuckling serve. The thing is just jumping all over the place. Now Sanders tried to dig one out of the net after the serve came off from Loka Davis. Hits the tape, rolls across. Pecora dove for it, got the bump, but that was back up into the net. And Darcel Sanders tried to save it, but she couldn't. 23-14. Into the back row now, Allie Pence. Now the forward set, Pecora from the middle. Into the back row, it's bumped by Ghani. It's still alive. Isadora Jimenez, she gets it over. Now the Penguins, Pecora. Oh, Jimenez. Pecora goes cross-court in the back right corner, and Jimenez diving for it. All 5 feet of her. Is the score. Brandon Davis just said something to me, but I don't know what it was. Here's Pecora with a big overhand serve. Overhand. Just so much on it. She just runs up and jumps. She gets, I don't know, I'm going to say 28, 30 inches up when she jumps. Almost as high as Wagner. 25-14 now after that perfect serve. Here's another jumper. God, she's just way up there and gets such a good angle on it. And so much topspin. Unlike Swingle, who gets that knuckler, the floating knuckleball. And that one goes out off of the Penguins after a nice killer by Kristen Allen. Allen with a beautiful serve there. 25-15 in game three. Here's the next serve. It's over to Darcel Sanders. Sanders knocks it hard. Now Sanders gets it after the Cyclones are able to field it. Into the back row goes Zoe. And it was chopped up by Kristen Allen. Allen could have let that one go, especially after Bagla's last couple. Bagla has laid a couple right on the back line, but at the same time, she's also knocked a couple of very deep. 26-15. Penguins with a gift there, Dealey. Service point to the back row. It's chopped up by Davis. Now Thurlow LaRue. She gets it over there to Ghani. Goes across court, and Ghani gets one to go down after the Penguins couldn't handle it. Coming out is Frank. Also coming out, Jennifer Poor, who came in for a couple of points. Poor was substituted in a short time ago. Poor didn't get a lot of mentions, though. 26-16. Now Grand gets it across. Thurlow LaRue with a fake set. Kind of a quickie. Oh, Jimenez with a brilliant save there. Uh-oh, and that's three. Nadia Ghani's called on that one. The set, it wasn't really a set. It was just a save that went way out of bounds, and Ghani just ran after it. So here's Zoe, 27-16, late in game three. She gets it across nicely. Now it's chopped over by Chastain, and the Penguins on offense. Oh, and the Cyclones diving for it. Wasn't really much of a kill shot. The Penguins got it over without much on it. Locate Davis couldn't do much with it. And Grand has come out. And in her place, looks like Swingle's come back in. That's right. Pence, Swingle, Christy Roberts, Zoe, Pecora, and Dealey. Now Zoe, she bumps it up. Over there to Pence. Oh, Pence into the back row. And it's saved by the Cyclones. And Thurlow LaRue tried to dig it out. It fell down, fell right in front of Thurlow LaRue. Was trying to dig it out with both hands out of the net. Match point, fans, 29-16. Zoe Bagala, the server. Overhand. Into the back row. It's bumped up. Trouble. And that's it. Into the back row, the bump came from Kristen Allen. So big props to the Cyclones. They played the Penguins very tough, 30-16 in Game 3, but they gave them some trouble in Game 2 when it was 30-24. And the Penguins did not have any B players in there. I mean, the Penguins were playing a bunch of starters tonight, and the Cyclones came roaring back. In game two especially. Cyclones, props tonight. Very well played coming out of Mills College. That puts the Penguins 3-1 in conference. And the Penguins now dancing around. They're very happy for another with another conference win. Good game by Danielle Thurlow-LaRue, the senior. Shout out also to Sally Espinoza, Kristen Allen, Loke Davis, and Rebecca Frank for some great minutes tonight. All of those ladies played very well. For the Penguins, Darcell Sanders, another pretty good night. Nothing like last night. Last night was pretty good stuff. Bridget Gangler, good play tonight. Christy Roberts, her first mention on DU Radio this season. Roberts with some very impressive minutes tonight. Allie Pence, beautifully. Amanda Dealey, the captain, right in there. Zoe Bagala, superb, the lefty. Laurel Grand, Brooke Swingle, Amanda Wagner, Gabby Picora, and Jacqueline Woodall. All massive DU Radio props tonight. Superb play, 30-16 in Game 3. Penguins go to 3-1 in conference. Our next broadcast, as the Penguins will be taking on the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. 1 week from tonight, the 25th. Check it. The 28th. On the 25th, the Penguins are playing, but that will be away. That will be at Pacific Union. So Santa Cruz, 1 week from tonight, will be live on the air. 7 o'clock, side out. 6:55, your pregame. I'll be here. Hopefully our sports director, Jay Woe, will be here as well. For Melba Beals, for Jay Woe, for John Baker, this is Stuart Horn, and for Chili the Penguin, who was in the house earlier tonight. Stuart Horn signing off from the Conlin Center. Penguins 3-1 in conference with a sweep last night over Holy Names and another sweep tonight. It's an all-sweeper weekend. And you heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu.